University of Utah Hospital surgeons performed a kidney transplant this week using an organ from a donor with hepatitis C. KUER's Andrea Smartin has the story.
61-year-old Andres Galvan of West Jordan has a huge smile on his face just 4 days after his kidney transplant.
Me siento muy bien. Me siento muy contento.
He raises his hands in the air as he thanks God and his doctors for what seems like a miracle. Dr. Jeffrey Campson performed the surgery, and he says Galvan's operation is a big step for healthcare in Utah.
6 months ago, he's in renal failure with active hepatitis C virus. And 6 months from now, he'll be cured of his renal failure and cured of his hepatitis C. And this is something that you really couldn't do until just recently, say this past year.
Galvan was able to accept a kidney from a deceased donor who had hepatitis C because he already had the same disease. Now, with an operational kidney in his body, he'll be able to start taking medication to cure his hepatitis C, a pill that's only recently available but is extremely effective at curing the disease. Dr. Campson says Galvan's life expectancy should be the same as any other man. He says with long wait lists for organ transplants, the option of using kidneys from infected donors opens up possibilities for patients like Galvan.
Many people think, well, if I died of a heart attack or if I have a hepatitis C infection or a variety of different things, I'm not able to donate. But you can.
And someone like Galvan will be very appreciative.
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Hospital officials say this transplant is the first of its kind at the university. In the past, using an infected donor has been controversial, but it has been tried elsewhere. And they say recent data shows the results have been excellent. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.